You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
We're going to be talking about The God Nobody Wants. This is our new series. We're going to be discussing this for the next 3 weeks. Bakit The God Nobody Wants? Okay, bakit natin pinag-usapan yon? Why that title? Because there's certain attributes of God that people have a hard time accepting. We certainly love it when we talk about the loving God. Tama? You like that God is loving? All right? We love it when He's the healing God, that He provides, that He, you know, He cares for us, and He's the Prince of Peace. We hear about these things, these different attributes, but and we accept that. But there are certain attributes that we see in the Bible that it's hard for sometimes for us to be able to understand because hindi pa natin nakikita. We don't have the biblical perspective on what this means. The one of the topics that we'll be talking about is the Holy God. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Ano bang ibig sabihin nun pag sinasabi natin that God is holy? Okay, we're going to discuss that later on through the eyes of Isaiah. And next week, we'll be talking about the jealous God. Okay, we're supposed to not, alam ko sa Bible sinasabi, we're not supposed to be jealous. Okay, but why is God called the jealous God? And He describes Himself as a jealous God. We're going to discuss that next week. And lastly, just God. And that's going to be our series for the next 3 weeks. Just a preview for that. And once we have a biblical understanding of what these things mean, then ma-resolve natin na it's actually a God that we want. Okay? Most of the time, when people people want God to be in control, how many of you want God to be in control of our lives? Gusto natin yun, diba? We want that. Okay? Nakita niya yung hindi nagtaas ng kamay. But we like certain things. It's like a buffet. We pick and choose what are the things I like. When my wife and I would go to a buffet, iba yung pinipili namin. Okay? I go to the vegetables, yung mga fish, yung mga grilled. Okay? And she goes for the lechon. Okay? Maybe it's the other way around. But pumipili tayo. So gusto natin yung peace. But when we talk about the jealous God, ayaw natin yun. And that has to be settled. That has to be settled, that the whole aspect of who God is, we need to learn how to appreciate, we need to learn how to revere Him, and we need to a certain extent, fear Him to a certain extent. And when we do that, that's when we get the whole picture. And when we have a greater understanding of Him, then we get to appreciate Him even more. Okay, bayan? Are you guys ready to hear God's word? Okay, we're going to read God's word from Isaiah chapter 6. And in reverence to the reading of God's word, I'm going to ask you to stand with me. Just like every week, sabihin ko, we want to get to know God more. We want to experience Him more. So please bring your own Bible. But if you're a guest here, you can read along with us with the screen. And it's always important, whether it's an electronic or a hard copy, please bring your own Bible. Kung bisita naman kayo dito, this is your first time, we want to welcome you. Okay, bayan? All right, we're going to start with verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of His robe filled the temple. Above Him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two He covered His face, with two He covered His feet, and with two He flew. And one called to one another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory." Verse 4. And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of Him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." The one of the seraphs flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for." And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send and who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here I am, send me." Join me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, once again for this opportunity for us to experience Your word, to hear Your word. And I pray, Lord, that You open up our hearts and our minds to be able to receive from You as You illuminate Your wonderful purposes in our lives. Lord, I pray, Lord, that You anoint the preaching of Your word, not from my own ideas, but only what your spirit wants me to say will come out of my lips. We honor you, Lord, today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Go ahead and have your seat. When we were discussing this message, we were really excited about this because merong mga aspects about God that we don't understand, and we need to be able to understand it. And once we do, then we can truly appreciate Him for who He is. Okay, and I want us to understand this. And you know, there's certain situations where we can see here with the text that we read that Isaiah was in the presence of God. And earlier during the worship, I don't know, but we were in the presence of God. We are in the presence of God, not because of the place, but because we have God in our hearts. And there's a certain amount of fear, a reverence that comes in when we are in that presence. And I don't know if you've ever experienced this. Na starstruck na ba kayo? Has this ever happened to you where you met someone who's famous or someone that you admire, and once you're in front of them, yung hindi ka makapagsalita, hindi yung basta you're in awe. Has ever happened to you? You see Randall all the time. I mean, once you get used to them, okay, nawawala yung starstruck. I remember my experience when I got starstruck. I mean, I was in the I went to my first Olympics. And in the Olympics, we have the Olympic Village where all the athletes live. Nandun lahat ng mga athletes from the U.S., Germany, and there's a certain place where everyone eats their meals. Okay, and I, before being an athlete, not just an athlete, but I was a fan. I'm a fan. I'm amazed with what God has given people, the talents that God has given, the capabilities that they're able to make. When they're able to jump so high, jump so far, lift certain things. And just to make it clear, no, hindi ho ako weightlifter. Okay? I was a swimmer 30 pounds, 55 pounds ago. Swimmer ho ako. So I was a little bit more slim. But I was just completely amazed by these athletes. And here was, I was a fan. I was, I knew about record holders of different events, kung ilan yung mga medals sa pinalunan ng iba-ibang tao. And here I was in the Olympics. And you see here the picture here in the bottom, okay? Ako ho yung payat doon. And this complex was the dining commons. And all the athletes, lunch, this place was open 24 hours a day. Okay? Yung pagkain. You can go there anytime and eat. And all the athletes that I would watch on TV, that I would be amazed with, nakikita ko sila doon. And I was just in awe. I was starstruck. I was there eating my meals together with the people that I looked up to. And that was just an amazing accomplishment and abilities that I was there amongst them. Hindi kayo pa nasa starstruck? Okay, ako lang. And when you get to the closing ceremonies, I am holding the flag. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people cheering you on as you enter the Colosseum. It was an amazing sight. It was just, ngayon lang, I mean, I'm thinking about it, talking about it, I'm not cold, okay, but I'm feeling the goosebumps. There's a certain sense that, wow, these people were actually, I was part of it, so they were cheering for us. It was just after 2 weeks of celebration and competing, winning, losing, all of that, now there was that moment where when we walked in the beginning, in the opening ceremonies, you're divided by countries. In the closing ceremonies, you're bunched together as a world. And you enter this Colosseum with all our brothers and sisters all around the world, all the different athletes. And when you walk in, you're one. It was an amazing experience. And I'm there taking pictures with a gold medal winner in the marathon, the first marathon for women. Nandun ako dun sa world record holder of a different event. And it was just amazing getting autographs. And there I was. I was totally amazed. But when we think of the holiness of God, nothing of what they accomplished compares to our holy and amazing God. Here, our God is the one that is the creator of the universe. We're celebrating the Olympics. He is the creator of everything. I'm celebrating all these swimmers, but God actually walked on water. Okay? Here's a God that is able to calm the storm. In whatever situation that we're in, He is able to heal all diseases. Isn't that amazing? I mean, as amazing as those people were, and I dreamed of, here's a God that rose from the dead, created everything out of nothing. Can you imagine that? Can you create something from nothing? If you're able, that medyo nakakalito, nakakasakit ng ulo, no? But if you think about it, He created something from nothing, just from His voice. When He declared something, it happened. This needs to be, this God that we're talking about needs to be feared and revered. And I read this part in R.C. Sproul's book, The Holiness of God. A God who could fill me with terror in 1 second. Have you ever experienced terror from God? Naramdaman mo yung fear from what we're experiencing from Him? And with the peace in the next. 1 second, you're fearful of Him. And the next second, there's that peace that God is able to give us. That's the amazing God that we're talking about. Within me was born a new thirst that could never be fully satisfied in this world. I resolved to learn more, to pursue this God. This is R.C. Sproul talking, and that's my prayer for all of us. That we will understand who God is in His fullness. Even if we don't understand certain aspects, certain attributes that He has, miski hindi natin gusto, tatanggapin natin because He is an amazing God. And I want us to have that experience. I want us to not pick and choose only the things that we want, but to get the fullness of Him. And that we want, I want everyone to have that desire, that thirst to search Him and experience Him the way He wants us to experience Him. And that's my prayer for everyone. So, ano ba nga tong holiness? How can we receive this? How can we experience it? What does it mean when we're talking about a holy God? And give you a background about Isaiah. Isaiah was a respected prophet. So Isaiah would hear from God and he would share it to God's people. And some consider him as the writer of the fifth gospel. Okay, Isaiah had written about the coming Messiah. And a lot of the book of Isaiah, makikita mo doon, the prophecies about the Messiah coming. And so there's so many references about who Jesus was that they consider him as one of the fifth gospel. The gospels with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Sinasabi nila, Isaiah is the fifth because there's so much reference about Jesus in that. And so that's the background that we're going to look at. And now we're going to look at the holiness of God. Okay, there is no one like Him. When we're talking about the holiness of God, wala siyang katapat, wala siyang kapantay. Okay, He is absolutely distinct. Okay, infinitely majestic, morally perfect. And we're going to see it in the eyes and the views of Isaiah when he had his own encounter with his holy God. And that's the text that we were reading earlier. And as we go into it, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne. Titingnan natin yung holiness of God in His view. And my hope is that we will understand this. And once we understand it, maintindihan natin kung ano yung holiness ni Lord. Okay? When we read this first text, one thing that struck with me when I was reading this, and I was reading it with other commentaries, na sinasabi that when we're seeing that in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon His throne. And what struck me there is that Jesus is alive. God is alive. While other kings and other leaders and other world leaders will come and go and they die, our God will never die. Isn't that amazing? That's what distincts Him from, that's why He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Okay? He will not die. Maybe our dreams might die in our lives, but His dreams for you will never die, and He will do everything for us to be able to experience Him in a greater way. Isn't that amazing? When I read that, He is enthroned. He is in control and will remain that way forever and ever. For me, that in itself is just so powerful. But we'll move on. He's high and lifted up. The train of His robe filled the temple. When you look at this, His authority is so powerful. The robe. Can you imagine if this was the temple and God was here, we can't fit. We can't even be here in this room because this whole room will be filled with his robe. Imagine that. There's no room for anything else. I mean, I look at that and I'm amazed. I mean, can you imagine a place? Now, we can't move around because his presence is there. The amazingness, the everything about the glory of God is so filled in the room that there's no room for anything else. You know, the application for this, when I was reading this, is that we are described. Yung mga buhay natin daw, yung katawan natin, itong katawan nito, is the temple of God. So for Randall and I, God has a big temple to work with. Okay, that's why God is blessed with the bigness of people. Okay, because He has more room. Anong ibig sabihin nun? If we are the temple of God, there's no room for anything else. And yet, we live our lives and we keep certain things, aspects of our lives that we want to take control of. No, no, no. When God is in the presence, when God is in the room, there's no place, there's no room for anything else in our lives. God needs to fill us from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. That's filled with all of His glory. And that's by His grace. When I look at that, I'm just amazed with what He is able to do. In spite of who we are, He is able to come into our lives and change us completely. We'll move on to verse 2. Above Him stood the seraphs. Each had six wings. With two He covered His face, and with two He covered His feet, and with two He flew. And one called to one to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory." In Hebrew writing, in scripture, when everything, if you want to emphasize something, then you put down the word three times. And in the whole of Bible, the holiness of God is the only thing that's described and said three times. We never in the Bible will you see God is love, love, love. No, God is peace, peace, peace. God is kind, kind, kind. God is merciful. We never hear that. Grace, 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 voila. It's only the holiness of God that is described three times. That just means it's so important. Parang ngayon sa text message mo, na nilagay mo ng emoticon. Okay, you want to put emphasis on it. A smiley face, a crying face, kung ano man yung mga ginagawa natin. We put those to express ourselves. And the way they were writing here, and the way the angels were saying, "Holy, holy, holy." Ibig sabihin nun, importante siya. Ibig sabihin nun, there's emphasis that they're putting about who the holiness of God. And it's so important. And these angels that were singing, can you imagine this? Six wings. God is so holy that they could not handle seeing Him face to face. Tinatakpan nila yung mata nila, ang mga mukha nila, tinatakpan nila yung paa nila, and then the two was flying. That's just an amazing picture. And then you think about these angels, these seraphs. Iniisip natin kasi yung mga angels na parang mga naka-diaper. Okay, may konting wings, tapos meron silang bow and arrow, na yung arrow may heart sa dulo. That's our image. But no, these are warriors. These are warriors that when you encounter them, you will be amazed. And these same warriors, in front of a holy God, they could not handle it. They could not handle it. God is an amazing God. In Isaiah chapter 55, sinasabi dyan, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways," declares the Lord. "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." God is amazing. And when we look at His creation, there's a distinctness about who God is and what man is and all of His creation. But if man is superior than animals, God is so much more superior than man. Makikita natin with the bees. When you look at a bee, it's so amazing. The intricacy of what when they build their hive. Makikita mo dyan, it's so perfect. I mean, everything, the way they make that, it's always the same. When a beaver builds a dam, okay, there's a creativity and skill in building something. Pero ang tao, mas mahigit pa sa animal. When man starts thinking, we can innovate things. Not only when a bee or a beaver will build those things, it's based on their instinct. But only man, who's created in God's image, can make improvements with two things. Just like an iPhone, from 1 to 5, we make all the improvements, and then Samsung copies all of it. No, they're making great innovations as well. But when the creation of God and the creativity of man that God has given us, we can see amazing things in the world. And I love doing this research. I love these pictures that are coming up. Here's a tulip field in the Netherlands. Now, that's the creation of God, the nature part, and then the creativity of man coming together. Okay, it's amazing. Isn't that beautiful? Parang gusto niya pong pumunta dyan? Mahal lang, pero gusto ko rin pumunta dyan. Okay, here is another instance where the creation of God and man coming together. The bamboo forest in Japan. Okay, obviously yung walkway, no? That's man's creation. But look at that. I mean, look at the beauty of those bamboos. Di ba? Another picture that we see here, a street in Bonn, Germany. Okay, that the flowers are definitely God's creation, correct? But they put it together with man, and look at the beautiful thing that they were able to create. This is when God and man are coming together using the creativity that we have, that God has given us, and God is able to make something beautiful from that. Here's some lavender fields in the UK, I believe. This is there in the UK. Ang ganda, di ba? Pag tingnan mo. Ako nagagandahan. But here are some pictures where God, we can see that God alone made it happen. There's no touch of the humanity in it. And here are the pictures that we see. Here in a beach in China, the red beach. Si God lang yan. Hindi naman tayo naghukay niya na pagano'n yung tubig. That's God's creation. Okay? Here's the Black Forest. Iba sa inyo, nagutom na. Okay? Here's the Black Forest in Germany. That's just God creating. Look at the beauty of the darkness of it. It's kind of scary, actually, in a certain way. But look at the beautiful yellow flowers in the midst of that. That's God's hand creating it. Here's another picture in China. Okay? Gusto niyo mabahay sa bundok? Okay? Tapos yung bahay niyo nandun sa dulo ng sa tuktok niyan? Okay? This is a... Tianzi Mountains in China. Okay, this is, we've gone through Europe, we've gone to China. Okay, now we're going back to the U.S. And all, look at these rock formations. Isn't that amazing? Ako lang ba nagugustuhan dyan? And did you ever watch the movie Up, the cartoon? These are the mountains in South America where they have flat ridge mountains and it's like a puzzle. And like a labyrinth underneath, and that's in South America, okay. And here's one of the amazing pictures that I saw, okay. Mountains in China, Zhangyi Danjia landforms in China. Those are all natural colors. Hindi yan parang nagkulay sila. Hindi nila pinunta. Bundok yan eh. Okay, bundok yan. But that's, look at God's creation. No help from man, and he's able to create beautiful things. It's an amazing sight what we see. Even in our own country, the underground rivers in Palawan. Okay, that's all of God's creation that man sometimes ruins when we get a hold of it. But it's an amazing what God is able to do. Beauty. The beauty that God is able to create. Okay. Bonus points, pogi points. Di ba kayo amazed with any of the pictures, especially the last one? Okay, anyway. The same way that God is superior than all of... You guys didn't help me out. My wife's here. You guys didn't... Parang, walang excitement. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. I thought that was going to make a parang great impact. But He is an amazing God. Nandito pa lang tayo sa earth. We haven't even gone to the ocean, the depths of the ocean, and the creation that's there. We haven't even looked at the stars. Nandun lang tayo sa landforms. And it's amazing what God is able to create. And in verse 4, and the foundation of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. Here's a God that when he speaks, there's something that comes. There's power that comes with it. Okay, and I have a pretty loud voice. So I have to. When God yells, you experience it. When he's there, there has to be a fear that comes in. When he's there, there should be awe that comes being exposed to this great God. And yet, we don't appreciate it. We don't appreciate his fullness. That needs to happen in our lives when we experience him. When we experience him in a great way, the way he truly is, then that awe should come in. There's no room for us to fall asleep. There's no room for us not to look at those his creation and say, yeah, I've seen that. I've been there. No, there's an awe that needs to come. And here is what happened to Isaiah when he was exposed to the greatness of God. And it shows the condition of man. It shows who we are and really what's inside of us apart from him. And really, this is the condition of man. In Isaiah verse 5, ito yung sabi niya, when he was in front of this amazing God, ito yung nangyari sa kanya. And I said, woe is me. Here's the prophet of God speaking the words of God, respected by the community. But when he was exposed to the presence of God, sabi niya, woe is me. May exclamation point eh, oh. For I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, a man that was speaking God's word and saying, my lips are unclean. Nakita niya yung kakulangan niya. And I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips, everyone who's with me. Pare-pareho tayo. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. He was so amazed with this sight that he was there, woe is me. Wala akong pag-asa dito. That's our condition. When in front of a holy God who's set apart and there's nothing wrong with him, we see our own weakness. We see our shortcomings. That's what it's supposed to happen. And for Isaiah, he was a man broken before the presence of God. He felt that he was hopeless, meager, and feeble in front of this amazing and awesome God. The best thing that he could offer God was his voice, speaking God's word. Diba? He's a prophet. And even the best thing, sabi niya, the best thing that he could offer, my lips are unclean. The best thing that I can offer God, it's nothing compared to his holiness. And sometimes we think so highly of ourselves that we think, oh, I'm just going to offer something to God. There's something that I'm going to offer. You know, if I'll work 7 days a week, I'll do whatever I can, make money, and I'm going to donate anyway. I'm going to give something. We think that somehow we can offer God something. It's sometimes silly to think that way because we can't offer anything a holy God that he doesn't already have. And the only good things that we can offer, it's something that comes from him. Randall, I like your watch. Can you give me your watch, please? It's a nice watch. Yeah? You think it's a nice watch? Matches my shirt. Okay? Pareho kami ng shirt ni Randall ngayon eh. It's a nice watch. Thank you. Okay? Would it be silly if I go back to Randall, say, Randall, I have a gift for you. I have a special gift to you. He's saying thank you. I don't know why he's saying thank you. It's his. Okay. Thank you for giving it back. You know, sometimes we think we have to offer. It's as silly as that is. It's like we're giving something back that he already has. We're giving him something that already belongs to him. That watch belongs to Randall. I got it. And sometimes we think, oh, no, I kept it. I got it from him. He gave it. And now I'm just giving it back. Okay, sometimes iniisip natin na meron tayong mau-offer sa Panginoon. Wala tayong mau-offer sa Kanya. Apart from something that He's given us, only the good things that He gives us are the only things that we can offer back to Him. And it's silly to think that we can give Him something that's His to begin with. But as bad as we are sometimes, and even our thoughts and our ideas with certain things, God has a solution for us. God loves us so much that He made a way for us to be with Him. Okay? God had His holy solution. And we see it here in verse 6. Then one of the seraphs flew to Isaiah, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sins atoned for. The act of that angel getting the coal from the temple and touching his lips cleansed him. Cleansed him in such a way that he could not do it himself. The coal did not burn his lips. The coal did not harm him in any other way except by removing his sin. His guilt. Whatever made him say whoa was now removed by God. And that's a picture exactly of what Jesus did for you and for me. That we were in no position to be in the presence of this God. Every instance where people would be face to face with God, people would lie down as if they were dead. But God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, so that you and I can be forgiven. He died on the cross, took our sins upon Himself so that we could be with Him forever. Not on our own abilities, not our own works. It's something that He did for us. And in Hebrews chapter 10, okay, and by that we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Jesus was the sacrifice for you and for me. Yung sinasabi diyang sanctified, God is making us holy. In different translations, sanctified is being made holy. Or that you are holy, being set apart. And Jesus was that sacrifice for you and for me. In verse 12, it says there, but when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, He only had to die once. Single sacrifice of Jesus was sufficient for all of our sins. He sat down at the right hand of God. And in verse 14, as we read here, for by a single offering, He has made perfect for all time. Kailan? For all time. For all time, He has made perfect those who are being made sanctified, or being sanctified, or being made holy. Who is that? That's us. That's you and me. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, took our sins, He is now making us holy. When we receive Him, we are now holy in His sight. We are now sanctified. We are now separated. When sino dito yung holy na tao? Hindi yung nahuli, ah? Holy. If you have Christ in your life, you are holy. Tinan mo nga ulit yung katabi mo. Mukha bang holy? Mukha bang sanctified? Huwag nyo naman tingnan, tapos tatawa kayo. Parang sama naman. It's the Word of God. That's what the Word of God says. When we have Christ in our lives, when we accept what He did, the sacrifice that He made for all of us, we can come before His presence and not die. We can come in time for the worship and worship Him with all of our hearts. Because He has made us holy. We are all worthy no matter what you have done. Yesterday, today, and even whenever. All our sins are nailed to the cross. God sees us holy and righteous. I don't know about you, but that I can't understand why God did that. But I understand that the holiness of God is perfect. And it provides holiness for us who are imperfect. For all of us who are imperfect, there is a chance. God is holy. And Jesus died to make us holy. I want us to be able to understand that. God is so holy, majestic, amazing. All the things, His creation, the amazing thing about all of that. That's who God is. And not only that's holy, He's making us holy so that we can take part in what He's doing. So that we could be with Him forever. If God is holy and we are holy, what would be our response to this? Our response should be similar to what Isaiah said. Once that God has cleansed him, once that God has removed his guilt and all of that. Now he says here in verse 8, and I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then I said, here I am, send me. That's the only thing that we can offer God is something that he has already given us. And that's life. Not only life, but life in eternal. When you have Jesus Christ in your life, we have life eternal. And God wants it back. He can use us now because as He is holy, He's made us holy and He can use us. And here's a man, Isaiah, who felt so defeated, felt so useless in the presence of God, now having a different perspective. I hope that we get the same perspective of His holiness. He is great. He is amazing. And we are weak. And we are sinful. But because of what Jesus Christ has done, it's been turned around that now we are holy together with Him. Let's all stand up and pray. We talk about this holiness of God, and when we understand it, I don't know why people still don't want it. The God that nobody wants. It's an amazing thing that God has given us this opportunity. He's made a way for us to be holy before Him. And when you hear about the gospel, what is the gospel? The gospel is the good news that God became man in Jesus Christ. He lived the life we should have lived and died the death we should have died. And 3 days later, He rose from the dead, proving that He is the Son of God and offering the gift of salvation and forgiveness of sins to anyone who repents and believes in His name and believes in His Son, Jesus. I want us to... We're giving this opportunity to everyone. With heads bowed, eyes closed. And you've seen your weakness. You've seen your shortcomings. But I want us to realize how amazing God is. That in spite His holiness is so great. He made a way for us to be holy together with Him. And that's by sending His Son to die for our sins. I want us to have that reverence for God. I want us to sing this song. A song that's based on Revelation chapter 4, verse 8. And Isaiah said it, and we're going to sing it today. Come before this God, this amazing God that wants us to be holy as He is holy. And come before Him in awe, in reverence, in fear. And just to experience His presence that will not burn you or kill you, because Jesus has taken that penalty.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.